Yes. So tomorrow is the second last day of our Coast Watch annual autumn Coast Watch survey, where volunteers go out on the shore at low tide and they check. It's like an eco audit of the shore. They check various things, like what animals and plants are there and what good and bad things are there, including marine litter as well. And then that's all fed back. And so tomorrow we're up in Lough Foyle on both sides of the loch. And people are meeting at 11 o'clock in the Cozy Cafe in Morville to get any materials. And anybody outside that area would need to call us. But that's where we are handing out materials and sort of saying, who is surveying what area? And what is special about tomorrow is that it's a very, very low tide. So it's a very bright moon tonight. It's a very low tide tomorrow at lunchtime.
And what is interesting about this is because there is an extra low tide, you'll be able to get maybe more information than you have in past years.
Exactly. Or you get more information than in a normal or neap tide. So when it's low tide, really low tide, you can sort of look into the navel of the sea, into areas which aren't often exposed. And that can be particularly interesting where you have seagrass beds. And we know from the past that Lough Foyle was really rich in seagrass and in some marine mollusks as well. So this is the time to really explore. And then diving in, and you can't see that anymore, concentrate more on the marine litter and hopefully less of it than in past years.
And then what would be done with the data that you gather?
So we collect the data and we will publish it in two bouts. The first one is very quick turnaround, and it will be looking at, has anything changed in our marine litter load now that there is quite considerable legislation to control? For example, we have deposit on return on drinks containers. Some items are banned. There's producer responsibility. We're seeing in the marine litter, it's like a mirror of what we do in law. So what's happening there? How is what responding? And then we also have water quality test kits, which we will be handing out, to check for nitrates coming off the land into the sea and if there are any problem sites. Although in Donegal, you're generally not that bad. Not as bad as me.
Okay.
And then, the results will be a very quick turnaround for the marine litter, which will be before the end of November, and then with a little bit more time needed for the other results, like any animals, plants of particular value and so on, that will be in December, and it'll also be with a celebration, a Christmas celebration of the biodiversity which we have, and then highlighting some recommendations where local people and what they have said is a particular value or is a particular concern will also be highlighted.